Once you know who you're serving, it's good to know what you're serving. Welcome to Living Limitless. I'm your host, Emily Dawn, full-time entrepreneur and coach for coaches. This is the place for you to be if you want to live your life with time, money, and location freedom. Because life is too short to have a backup plan. Welcome back to today's episode where we're talking about how you can start your coaching business in 2021. And if you already have a coaching business, we're going to talk about some of the foundational aspects of your business that you possibly want to revisit and refine. I am all about simplicity, simple steps, simple systems, making it as smooth as possible. And the reason why is when things are more complicated, when our strategies are more complicated, it makes it harder for us to repeat the process and also identify what is and isn't working. When we have simple steps and simple systems in place, we are having more clarity throughout the process, which makes everything run much smoother. So let's start at step number one, and that is knowing your who, what, why, and how. So who is your service for? This is referred to as your ideal client. I'm sure you've heard of this phrase before, but it essentially means who is the right fit for your service? And the question I ask myself and my clients when trying to define our ideal clients is who will get the best transformation from my service? And that often opens up a lot of answers to different elements of our ideal client. Once you know who you're serving, it's good to know what you're serving. What kind of service are you providing? What can you guide people in achieving? So as a coach, you are not an implementation service. You're not a do-it-for-you service. You are a teacher. You know, you're guiding people. You're enabling people to succeed in your industry or in your niche. So what are you going to help people achieve? What kind of resources can you provide? What kind of knowledge do you have? Once you know who you serve, once you know what you serve, it's time to discover how. How are you going to offer your services? And what kind of format are you going to offer it in? Is it going to be one-to-one? Is it going to be group coaching? Is it going to be through the format of a course? And what method are you using? Do you have a signature system? What kind of approach are you going to use to deliver your service? Now that you've nailed down your who, what, and how, it's time to build your brand. So your brand can be broken down into two main elements. I call this your internal and your external. So your internal is your brand mission, your purpose. What is the purpose of your business? What is the purpose of your service? A huge part of this is your why. Why are you starting this business, or why are you serving these people? External is the visual. You know, this is probably what you think of when you hear the word brand. The fonts, the colors, the graphics, the logo. Those are your external elements of your brand. So a brand is not just the external. It's not just what you can see, but it's also not just the internal. It's a combination of the two. Having a clear brand message that aligns with your ideal client. So your brand isn't about you. Your brand is about your ideal client. So as you're building out your brand, you want to think about being in your ideal client's shoes. And is this a brand that is attracting the kind of person my service is for, the person I want to work with? This is the foundation of your coaching business. You've nailed down the who, what, how, and why, and you're building your brand around your ideal client. Once you have all of this set, this is going to be your foundation. And now it's time to hop over to part two, where I talk about how to gain clients through social media. You want to have the foundation work done because the foundation is what's going to create a strong and sustainable business. If you would like direct help with building your coaching business, make sure you reach out to me. I'm on Instagram, Emily Dawn Coach. You can find me in my Facebook group, Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches, or you can email me and my team directly, and my email and website and all social links can be found in the show notes of this episode. So make sure you listen in for part two and learn about how to gain clients on social media. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, be sure to rate and subscribe. To connect with me further, you can find me in my Facebook group, Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches, or on Instagram at Emily Dawn Coach. You can also check out the show notes to get direct links, and I will catch you for the next episode.